sucker calls in, says Tammy Duckworth hates America. And the best that they can come up with to respond is, how dare he criticize someone who doesn't have legs? As if only people with legs legitimately hate America. Apparently, if you're legless, you can't hate America. So that claim obviously isn't true, Tucker. You know, one of the pushbacks that I often get when I encourage individuals, encourage businesses to take a stand is, you don't understand the cost. You don't understand the cost. I want to talk about that today. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show with a friend, subscribing on the YouTubes, on wherever you listen to this on the podcast. We're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to flfnetwork.com. Put in HGBT in a memo field. You'll get a sweet mug like this one right here in my hands. Get tons of other benefits. You get a discount, I believe, still on our conference that's coming up October 1st through 3rd in Nashville, Tennessee. Please join us there. Email me, Matt, at howtobuildatent.com. Find me on all the social media sites, specifically Parler, where you will see my stuff unrestricted at How to Build a Tent. I'd really appreciate you guys. I love your dialogue. I love your feedback, your pushback, your encouragements. All of that stuff is a blessing to me. It sharpens me. It encourages me and helps us keep this thing going on. I've been hearing more people doing the 250, making 250. That is my goal for this year, of getting 250 individuals or families to start a business and have a goal of reaching $250 in revenue a year. Now is the time to be thinking through and building businesses and starting up, when other businesses with hard, large overhead costs and other, you know, negative setbacks, other things that would be hindering them in a time of a slowdown, in a time of a weird shift like this in the markets, is a great time for, you know, businesses to start up and take advantage of that. So be praying about it, be thinking about it, especially in the political climate that we live in, where you may need a fallback plan. If you decide to take a principled stand, you may need to have alternative sources of income, which would be wise anyways. It's a biblical principle to diversify your income, to not be beholden to one entity, one individual. I was talking with some people, or I was actually hearing somebody on social media. I don't remember if this was a message to me privately or whatnot, so I won't get into too many details. But one person was going to a store. I won't mention it, but it's a store everyone knows. And it's a requirement to wear face masks. And she just simply said, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And the person didn't know how to respond. And see, that's one of the advantages of us Christians actually starting to fight back. Because for so long, we haven't. And so no one expects it from us. No one expects it from conservatives. No one expects it from Christians, to be sure, that we're going to fight back. And so when we do, oftentimes no one knows how to respond. And you get what you want. And you get to win that little battle. Another person, this person was on Facebook, and it was just general, they were posting, said told his boss that he doesn't want to wear the mask and it's destroying America. He agreed, his boss agreed with the fact that this is just one of the steps going towards the destruction of America, but he made him do it anyways. Oh my gosh, there's so many people in this country who don't have a backbone because we don't have Christ as a foundation. The reason that we as a country so easily get manipulated, so easily get carried away with strong despots, people that are authoritarians, the reason we get tossed to and fro is very simple. Our foundation is in Christ. We're built on sand. We're not built on the rock. We're not built on the cornerstone. Secular and religious alike, it is the curse of not having Christ as our foundation. So for those of us who do have a leg up in the battle. Now, I like this story with Tucker Carlson for a number of reasons. And what happened was Carlson basically criticized Monday in a CNN interview where Tammy Duckworth was arguing for the removal of George Washington. Oh my goodness. I saw this one opinion piece in the Washington Post. The Washington Post. that was calling for the renaming of the state. Or what was it, the state? Was it a state or was it a college? It was something to do with Washington when the paper itself is named after Washington. It was so funny. But anyways, so everyone wants to take down George Washington now, which I have this book actually. Do I have it? I'm turning, for those of you listening, I'm turning around and looking at my books in the background. Oh, here it is. I have this book. You heard me just close my bookshelf. I had to scoot around my chair. George Washington's Sacred Fire by Peter Lilback. It's a ridiculously big book. I mean, it is comprehensive, to say the least. The footnotes are longer than some books I've read before. Let's go. Oh, it just doesn't matter. But basically, it's a 1,000-page book. I highly recommend this book, Sacred Fire, George Washington. Phenomenal book. Will give you the actual details of George Washington. No, he wasn't a deist. And yes, he was a great man. And the things that he did in combat, only God could have protected him from. I mean, the man charged out between, you remember the old school way of how they fought? They'd line up and shoot at each other, go down on their knees, and then the people behind them would shoot while the bottom people were reloading. This man would ride out in the middle of that, went on his horse. There was accounts of that, and he would not have got shot. And that was like kind of the thing that was going on back then, is the man couldn't be touched. He was supernaturally protected. And that was kind of like a rumor, but it was true, that was going around that everyone, that he could never be hurt because he was protected by God. Absolutely amazing man, amazing story. But okay, so they want to tear him down, and they're, you know, because he's white and he's a founder and all that stuff. And then Carlson said this, which I don't know how you argue with this, and I don't think they can, and so they have to revert back to, you know, making it a personal attack. These people hate America, and they absolutely do. And I would argue the people that are just going along with the compliance of the face masks, of being locked down, and all of these things without questioning it, and just giving up their freedom, they hate it too. They don't want their freedom. They don't love what this country was founded on. They don't love the principles that this country was founded on, the spheres of authority, the biblical justification for the common man, the free men, that government needs to be restricted because men are inherently evil. The people are just given to this and given to the dictatorial acts of these people. They hate America too. I mean, if you didn't hate America, you would fight for America. If you didn't hate America, you would love America. You either love it or you hate it. And if you loved your country, you'd fight for it. And so we just have a bunch of people that honestly love themselves, love their comfortableness, and they love their security, or false security as it may be. They love their life, and they don't love this country and this foundation. Let's be honest. But anyways, so Doug Worth, who lost both of her legs while serving in Iraq, replied on Monday challenging Carlson to walk a mile in her legs. Of course, it's got to be the cheap shots. The Illinois senator is rumored to be contender to serve as Joe Biden's 2020 running mate. Oh, I hope she runs. I mean, Joe Biden's not going to win anyways, but that would just be great. Look, guys, we did this with John McCain, too, and it drove me nuts. Just because you have some patriotic act of service that's noble, that's great, like serving in the military, you're a hero, you are a captive in John McCain's case, or you lost your legs in Duckworth's case, doesn't give you this carte blanche cover to say and do anything that destroys America just because you did those things in the past. We can't just say, hey, you did that one thing that was really cool and, you know, it was valor. I don't even want to take away from it. Like, it's really patriotic to serve your country, and you sacrificed more than most people do losing your legs. But that doesn't mean that therefore you get to advocate and install Marxist policies. Like, you could still hate America just because you lost your legs. And we shouldn't be scared of that, just like Tucker Carlson. And I just want to say this, and this is why I bring this story up. I don't know if I said it or not before I went on my tangent on George Washington. Tucker Carlson is not as scared to stand up and say what is true and what is right. And because of that, he's been rewarded with the biggest ratings on any news channel, any news show, by far. and he continues to grow. I've even heard talks of him or people wanting him to run in 2024 for president of the United States, a news anchor, because I don't think it's because everyone agrees with everything he says. I sure don't. But because he is bold and he is willing to fight, he's willing to stand up, he's willing to call things the way he sees it, kind of like Trump. And people are craving that. And I want to encourage you with this too, because Tucker Carlson knew she didn't have legs before he criticized her. And I guarantee you, he knew that this was going to be the attack coming at him. And he's done this, and this has happened to him many times before. And what happens when he's not scared to risk and to lose his position, to be have to be stepped down, his career, his finances, all these things? What happens is people that identify and believe in him and what he stands for rally around him. And that's what we're seeing. And the rallying around him that's happened makes him untouchable. Fox News isn't going to get rid of him because of how many people have rallied around him and watch him every day. And I want to encourage you in your situation too, that you may take a risk and lose. You may lose your job. You may lose your promotion. You may lose a number of things. We do this all the time on this podcast, on this network, guys. I don't know if you know this, but our opinions aren't very popular with the world. They're not very popular with a lot of Christian circles, to be quite honest. Do you think that AD and I are ever going to get hired at the Gospel Coalition or asked to write for the Gospel Coalition? Do you think Russell Moore is going to invite us to his dinner parties or his book clubs? But in a very more serious note, like, I have businesses besides this. I do consulting work. Do you not think that when I'm working with a client or trying to bring on a client or, you know, that someone's interested in hiring me, they're not Google searching me and seeing some of the stuff I'd say, these podcasts, you don't think there's a price that I pay that other podcasters don't pay? Like, we're not here just like above it all or detached from it all where we don't make sacrifices either. We suffer this too. And so I'm not saying this and encouraging you to make a stand on based on what you think is right. You know, being detached from consequences myself. I'm right there with you. But I'm telling you this, is the more that you make principled stands and fight for what you believe in and can articulate it and do it in wise ways and do it in Christian, God-centered ways, the more people are going to rally around you like Tucker Carlson. And you are going to be able to win battles you were too scared or you were thinking you feared that you never could. Because people are craving that. And I will just say this, is another thing, and we'll close with this, is what I meant to say. We'll close with this, is that this is how the battle is lost with us, guys. Is we'll say, this battle really isn't worth fighting because the reward isn't as big as the risk of losing my job, losing my career. And so what happens is the enemy, the progressives, it's in their name, they're progressing, which means they have a goal they're progressing to, and they're doing it in small steps. They know this, that if you incrementally chip away, you know, civil unions, gay rights, adopting transgender, you will bake my cake. And that these little steps go on and on. It's like, oh, you know, from point A to point B really isn't that big. I'm just going to concede it because I don't, it's too big of a risk. And that jump from A to B isn't that big. It's not that big of a deal. Well, then you're at B and then it goes B to C and you're like, oh, we're B and to C. It's not really a big progressive step. I mean, it's not that much we're giving up. And if we fought back, then we'd get, oh man, we'd lose so much. And it's so far, and we're like at S or T points right now, where we've been knocked down so far. And my question is when do we stand up and fight? Because it's not going to be these big battles. Just like sin, guys, this is exactly how Satan works. It's not like you're happily married and then you're, you know, this girl walks down the street and just happens to be knocking on your door when your wife's gone or your husband's gone and it's a dude. And you're just all, oh, oops, I just automatically had adultery. No, it starts with little things like your mind starts to wander and you start fantasizing about somebody. Or then you start watching porn. Or then you start, you know, really thinking and just having too many jokes with your coworker. And it's just little incremental steps. And we need to understand those incremental plays being against us and know that, yes, it is worth risking everything to fight against it. Because I'm not going to cheat on my wife. I'm not going to let a totalitarian government take over. I'm not going to let these other spheres of authority overstep others. This goes not just for government, for our church, and for our families as well. Like, we need to be advocating for the way that God designed things, and we need to be realizing and wise enough to know that these little incremental battles are part of a larger progressive war. Because that's how Satan works. That's how he's worked from the beginning. He didn't say, hey, do you want to be worshipped as God? No, he said, did God really say that? Did he really say, let's have the semantical battle. Let's talk about it. Let's discuss it. And then it went from there. Oh. I wanted this to be an encouragement, but it also needs to be a warning. We need to understand that these incremental battles are bigger than they seem. And sometimes, just sometimes, the risk is worth it. And we should look to examples like Tucker Carlson and like plenty of other people in the faith. Doug Wilson, great example of this, who will even fight Christians who are in the wrong and will say things that knows that the Christians will come after him, but he knows he's right. And look at how successful they have been and how God has blessed them in doing what is right. And you can have that success too in your sphere of influence, in your authority. You can have that too because people are hungry for it. They want to identify with people that align with their values. And when they see you stepping up and fighting for it, then they can rally around you. But if you don't, if you cower, then how are these other people going to identify the mutual value with you? They won't see it. They won't hear it because you're quiet, locked in a closet. So pray about it. I don't want you to stand up and fight for the things I think you should stand up and fight about. I want you to be praying and searching the scripture and being wise, talking with your pastor, talking with your family, and fighting for what you think God wants you to fight for. I'm not here to make you fight for my battles, and I hope that's been clear through this all. I want you to identify and realize the battles that you have to fight, that God has called you to fight, and to faithfully fight them. Do not live in fear, but in power and a sound mind in the Holy Spirit. Let's go out and be successful. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.